Neil Delamere's Sunday Best on 100 to 102 Today FM.
Are you a dad? What kind of dad are you? If you don't have kids, what kind of father did you have yourself? We noticed that there are several different types of father. There is this type.
You little...
memories. And then there's this more modern dad.
I'm the cool dad. That's my thing. I'm hip. I surf the web. I text. LOL. Laugh out loud. OMG. Oh my God. WTF. Why the face?
And then there is this legendary dad.
Obi-Wan never told you what happened to your father.
He told me enough. He told me you killed him.
No. I...
And to discuss these parenting styles and to look ahead to Father's Day next Sunday, I'm joined by Colman Nochter, psychotherapist, parenting expert and author of Cop On, What It Is and Why Your Child Needs It to Survive and Thrive in Today's World. How are you, Colman?
Not so bad, Neil. How are you?
I'm very, very well. I am not a dad. What sort of dad do you think? What sort of category do you fall into with your kids, you think?
It's very interesting. They did a survey recently on the different types of parents that exist.
And yeah.
You're kind of reading it, kind of profiling yourself, trying to, am I an autocratic dad, which is... you know, very laser-like discipline strategy, etc. Am I kind of laissez-faire bohemian dad that follows my child's lead, or am I kind of a mixture of the two? I mean, I think I first of all don't like being described as a parenting expert, because I don't think you can be an expert as a parent. I think it's essentially an act of failure that you just try and manage the failure as best you can.
If you write a book, that's the label is going to be attached to it.
Yeah, and I think in terms of how we see ourselves, we're as a parent, you're kind of trying to constantly evolve and change, because there are new ways of doing this and new ways of thinking. But I think for fathers, there certainly seems to be a difference. Certainly in the last 10 years, there seems to be a different role for fathers, especially...
How has it changed?
Well, I think traditionally, I suppose... I can only say it from the point of view of my clinical experience. You'd have dads who'd come in, and they'd come in when they were needed or they had to be there, and there was a very hands-off approach. And if you were talking about, say, for example, an anxiety-ridden child or a child who was struggling with mood or etc., they would kind of think, well, your mother look after that. Whereas now you'd see a lot more fathers wanting to skill up, I think, and even when you're doing talks and parenting talks and things like that, the population used to always be 95% mum and the odd two dads that were sent there. Now you're seeing a much more 70-30 split. So I think there's people having a more interest in that. But I would also notice that I suppose children or young people that I talk to, when you're identifying who could you go to if things get difficult, and a lot of young people especially in the last 5 years are saying, well, I go and talk to dad, which is completely different.
Would it split along gender lines in your clinical experience? Would the lads go and talk to their dad and the girls talk to their mam, or?
I would say more so the girls going to talk to dad some respects, and I think that's interesting, because I was thinking about it on this on the way up. I mean, I did, for my Leaving Cert, I did Philadelphia, Here I Come. So this whole classic Irish dad, where the story is this guy's gone ready to emigrate and he really wants his dad to kind of engage in some emotional discussion about it, and he won't. This kind of, and it's the monologue of what's going on in his head versus what he says. And I think that we've moved away from that kind of stoicism dad issue into a dad who's much more involved and much more interested. And maybe through circumstance over the last 10 years, a lot more fathers have had to become involved for financial reasons, or whether there's a different kind of emotionally sensitive dad that's moving away from the kind of man up kind of idea, that's becoming a different role, and therefore children are seeing their dads in that light. But I think if you go back to the kind of the intro there with the ideas of how are dads socially constructed, traditionally, especially maybe in comedy circles, the dad is seen as this kind of imbecile who's not very able. And
well, ads in particular, I've noticed that a lot of the time the dad is the idiot, and he's not as competent as the mother when it comes to domestic life. For example, here's another famous father actually from popular culture who gives you an idea of what I'm talking about. Not an ad, but something else.
Mummy Pig is home.
Mummy! Mummy's here!
Quick, pretend nothing has happened.
Hello.
Hello.
What have you been doing?
Oh, nothing.
Yes, I can see you've been doing nothing. I thought you were going to put the picture up.
In all the excitement, Daddy Pig has forgotten to put the picture up.
Oh.
Well, I'm no expert, but I'm sure it's quite easy.
Daddy Pig is a Muppet.
Yeah, and I have an issue with Peppa Pig's dad, in fairness, in some respects, because I think it does socially construct dads to be that kind of idiot.
Yeah.
And I suppose when I was growing up myself, my own parenting experience was my mum was a nurse, so she worked a lot of nights, so my dad would have looked after us quite a bit. Now, it was very different to the way mum did it. And yeah. It was a lot more...
We were locked in the cage.
Yeah, pretty much. I think we had a lot more chippers when dad was in charge than when mum was. But it was different, but it wasn't any less, you know, in terms of it was the same level of engagement and care and work that was involved, but it maybe wasn't quite as honed or expertise. And I think the whole notion around Father's Day is, you know, are dads appreciated enough or should they be appreciated more? And I think there's sometimes discussions that Mother's Day is a very kind of authentic experience of thanking your mum for all the work that she does, whereas Father's Day seems to be a little bit maybe of a gesture of socks and hankies, and but we don't really recognise that you do an awful lot. And I think a lot of dads, Pippa, are underappreciated for the work they do. And I think it's certainly in the cases of in the last few years where fathers have become more involved. And I think what's interesting as well is in light of the recession, we had a lot more stay-at-home dads. And I think that has changed, I think, in terms of if you walk down the street, you'll see a lot more dads pushing prams than you would have done before. And I think that has, and that's, I've spoken to a lot of dads in that experience, who had that experience, and that had a real issue with their own self-worth and their own self-value and how they saw, how their friends saw them now as in that different role. And I think a lot of them would have really struggled at the start, but really made a good go at it and really put a lot of effort into getting that right and getting that better and getting better at, say, for example, bringing young people to appointments and things like that. You'd find a lot more dads doing the kind of drop-offs now than you would have done before.
You know, the autocratic dad you're talking about, you know, is there a difference there between how they parent their different gendered children? So for the boys, they might be, come on, toughen up and this sort of stuff, where maybe they're just trying to get the kids to deal with the various things that are going to be thrown their way in adulthood. And then sometimes with the girls, they go, oh, I was a boy, I was a lad, I knew what lads are like. And then they're overprotective of the girls.
Yeah, and that's certainly, I mean, the way in which we parent different gendered children. I have three children, two boys and a girl. And I think that it's a completely different lens with which you look at the girl. I mean, from a dad's point of view, I think it's really difficult to watch your girl growing up. Whereas you want to kind of almost speed up the boy's development so he becomes able and robust and resilient, where you want her to remain not so much. Yeah, I suppose in terms of the idea of, and I, you know, lots of dads, I work a lot with teenagers, and dads would struggle with the whole teenage disco phenomena and how they're worried about their daughters. And I think that's a very real concern for dads. It's a real struggle that, you know, sometimes we can kind of piff about it and say it's not really that important, you know, you've got to get with the times. But I still think it's quite difficult. There's a kind of notion of the Rapunzel parent, which is you know, keep your daughter in a tower till she's 30 and
right,
let her out.
Somebody up her hair.
and that comes with its own difficulties as well. But you've got all different types of parents. There's helicopter parents who are kind of over-involved, kind of seeing things, snowplow parents who clear the way for their child all the way so they don't have to meet any adversity. A lot of these kind of parenting styles don't really foster great levels of resilience or in the child themselves, because you're making too many... It's too much... It's too clear.
You have to let them make their own mistakes. Yeah. Finally, what do you want for Father's Day? You've got three kids, don't you?
I do. I was kind of hinting towards a Euro jersey for the Ireland team for the next few weeks. I think that might come in handy.
Yeah. Well, hopefully you'll get to wear it for a few weeks rather than just 1 week. Somebody just said that, to be fair, everyone gets to be a twit in Peppa Pig. I'm not familiar with Peppa Pig, but certainly that was portrayed as a bit of an idiot, and it's very common in various media, particularly ads, as you said. He's always an idiot altogether. Happy Father's Day for next Sunday. Hope you get your Ireland jersey. I assume it's an Ireland jersey. Who knows? And maybe we will all recognise the contribution that the good dads make in this world as well. That's it for today. Don't forget, you'll be able to listen back to podcasts of all items on today's show later this afternoon. Just go to todayfm.com and follow the links to our podcast to hear all the highlights from the show. My thanks to everybody involved in the show today. The producer was Angela Flannery. The broadcast assistant was Robin Kelligan. And the engineer was Stephen McLoone. Phil is up next. Ole, 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 ole.
Neil Delamere's Sunday Best on 100 to 102 Today FM.